Davos, warnings of famines around the world as globalist WEF talk global food crisis. By Peter Cattell on May 26, 2022. Davos attendees have been discussing the global food crisis at the annual World Economic Forum, with the head of the World Food Program warning of famines around the world. As the world's elite mulls over various Great Reset policies at the annual World Economic Forum event in Davos, a popular topic of discussion at the globalist event is the world's supply of food in the midst of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, many at the conference are openly expressing concern that the lack of exports leaving Ukraine could spell disaster for millions upon millions of people, with some experts warning that the effects of the crisis will not be limited to nations which are currently struggling to feed their populations. For the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, food disruption isn't a side effect of hostilities, but an outright war object of Russia. Today, Russia's artillery is bombarding grain warehouses in Ukraine, deliberately. And Russian warships in the Black Sea are blockading Ukrainian ships full of wheat and sunflower seeds, the Commission head told those gathered at the conference. On top of this, Russia is now hoarding its own food exports as a form of blackmail, holding back supplies to increase global prices, or trading wheat in exchange for political support, she continued. This is using hunger and grain to wield power. The EU's AR concluded by claiming that her transnational bloc has been doing absolutely everything it can to alleviate these issues, with von der Leyen saying that nations were increasing production and working with new tech to boost farming yields to make more food available. However, this point seems to have been challenged by other attendees at the conference, with fears that the bloc's hardline commitment to getting 25% of all farmland to be organic as part of its Green Deal policies could end up stifling food production. While organic food is generally prized by wealthier consumers and seen as an essential goal by soil quality advocates, it does tend to mean lower crop yields. Commenting on this issue, J. Eric Feierwald of Chinese-funded agrichemical company Syngenta said that a possible solution to this problem could be to fuse the best of organic with other technologies to boost production. If organic can be improved and achieve production goals, fantastic, Feierwald said during a panel on food security. But what I see happening, the reality, because I talk to a lot of farmers and a lot of time on farms, is that, if you take the best from organic and the best from conventional farming, you can dramatically increase the yields and you can drop the greenhouse gas emissions. Regardless of how food production can be pumped up though, David Beasley, the head of the World Food Program, warned that those with power need to ensure more food becomes available or that the world would face devastating consequences. Having previously warned of forthcoming catastrophe due to chronic food shortages, the former Republican governor of South Carolina once again warned that famine, destabilization and mass migration is being risked with the crisis, with millions of people from 43 different countries facing starvation as a result of the current problems. "We will have famines around the world," Beasley warned those at Davos. "Every 1% increase in world hunger, there's a 2% increase in migration. Just think about that for a minute," he continued. "And I tell my friends in Europe, you don't need to be concerned with only what's happening to the east of you. You need to understand what's going to be happening to the south and to the southeast of you if you don't rein in this global security problem," he went on to say, having previously warned officials that they faced hell on earth in the form of migration crises and other issues as a result of a lack of food. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.